Welcome to Art Speak with Burnaway, an online magazine dedicated to contemporary art. Each week, we engage in dialogue with artists, critics, curators, scholars to bring context to current and upcoming events in the arts in Atlanta. I'm Claire Maxwell with Burnaway, and today I'm joined by Carol Thompson, the Fred and Rita Richmond Curator of African Art at the High Museum.
So I think very often when people think of African art, they think only of masks and figurative sculpture, works made primarily of wood, and from West and Central Africa, late 19th, early 20th century works. So I've been working to expand people's understanding of what African art is, to include a greater historical breadth, geographic as well, and then a greater diversity of materials and object types. So not only wood, but beadwork and textiles, ceramics, metalwork, contemporary work as well as ancient work. We now have works that date back to the Neolithic time and straight up to the present. My favorite project since I've been with the High was the Radcliffe Bailey exhibition. That show was presented at the High Museum the summer before last and then traveled to the Davis Museum at Wellesley and the McNay in San Antonio. It received NEA funding and has a beautiful publication too.
And the current exhibition, Symmetry, Asymmetry, African Textiles, Dress, and Adornment, is on view through August 25th. Can you give a little bit of detail into that exhibition and what people can expect from it?
I've been acquiring textiles since I joined the High. This exhibition includes gifts from Bill Sigman, the late curator of African art, emeritus curator of African art at the Brooklyn Museum, as well as works from a local private collector, Michael Mack. Michael Mack has been focusing exclusively on textiles from Central Africa, North Africa, and Southern Africa to complement the High's holdings of textiles from West Africa. The exhibition includes just over 40 works. Almost half of them come from Michael Mack's collection. Three of my favorites in the exhibition are commemorative cloths. There's one, a commemorative cloth with the face of Kwame Nkrumah that dates to the time of Ghanaian independence in the 50s, and then another with Nelson Mandela, and one from 2008 from Ghana with Barack Obama's image.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Carol, to talk a little bit about the permanent collection of African art, the High. This has been Art Speak with Claire Maxwell, and we'll see you next week.